It is 7:04. Roll call.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Jeff Wambolt.
Here.
Dave Celebrie.
Here.
Monica Uhas.
Here.
Zach Rodriguez.
Here.
Mackie Van Dixhorn.
Here.
And Maria Grenio.
Here.
All right. Any supervisor comments? Chairman comments? If I don't see you, I'll have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So, approval of the minutes from November 7th, 2018.
Second.
Motion moved by Supervisor Uhas, second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Okay. Gents Staples, go ahead.
Excuse me. Good evening, Chairman and Supervisors. We're here to present a resolution for the County Board to approve the appointment of Aaron Strong to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee immediately upon this confirmation. It's a renewal for Captain Strong.
You can't close the meeting, the door for open meetings, well.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't even see it happen.
Sorry.
That's quite all right. He has been on the committee, and this is basically a renewal. So, do you have any questions?
Regarding his attendance, with him being on the fire department, do we know if a lot of these were due to calls that came up at the last minute and he was taken away because of his job?
We have five that were excused out of the 11, and let's see, two were unexcused. Now, as far as those two unexcused, actually,
it's three, right? Okay.
He didn't notify us, so, and I can't speak on behalf of 2015 or prior because I was not in this position. So I'm quite sure if he had a legitimate excuse, he should have contacted someone from emergency management. I don't know why they were listed as unexcused unless he just didn't contact Sean McCrory or Director Gil Ben at the time. But the last meeting, he did send an alternate back in March. Captain Strom is a member of the HAZMAT team. It's a very specialized unit here in Kenosha, which handles spills and hazardous materials and whatnot. So he's extremely busy. He's also the training captain at Summers Fire. And unfortunately, he's not here. He's in Florida right now. So otherwise, he'd be here extending his
Are you on this committee?
Yes.
Okay, so you attend?
I have to attend, yes.
You have to attend?
Yes.
Are you submitting his name?
Yes.
So you would like him on the committee?
I would like him on the committee. However, in light of his, his absences, our committee is very unique. We actually had to restructure our bylaws. We would meet quarterly, but that became too cumbersome because a lot of our members would be unable to make the meetings during the daytime. And in prior history, they did have meetings after hours as well. So we went down to two meetings per year, so biannually. And our attendance was good. In fact, you can see in March 2017, we didn't have enough for a quorum. So we kind of need every member.
Yet. So just to clarify, are you submitting his name or is the county executive submitting his name?
Well, I submit it to the county exec and then the county exec actually does the
the formal
stuff, yes.
So the attendance for me is an issue. I talked with the county executive's chief of staff this afternoon regarding this as well. And this isn't anything against Mr. Trump's character. He's a busy guy. I don't fault him for that. My issue with this is 3 years out of 11 meetings, only attending two. I mean, is there nobody else in a county of nearly 200,000 people that we can find that can fill this position, that can attend meetings. And for me, that's problem some. And then going further down, I mean, and again, I'm not trying to attack this person, but when you look at his application, I mean, just very fast, left lots of it blank, almost like expects it. I don't know, I have an issue with that. I tried getting a hold of him before tonight, was unable to do so. But with that being said, I mean, through the chair to you, I mean, are we having problems that coincide with attendance? I mean, is stuff not getting done because we don't have quorums, or signatures aren't getting signed because people aren't there?
Well, back in March of 2017, that was a problem. We didn't have enough for a quorum. However, we sat and talked. And then that's when we came to the realization that maybe we should cut it down to 2 meetings per year to make sure that we have enough people for a quorum. There have been certain members who are excused. They called in and say they're unable to make it due to their work schedule. And then there's others that were, you know, kind of unexcused. Unfortunately, Captain Strom and Dave McGrath have the most unexcused absences on the committee.
But is this after they've already committed and said they would be there?
Yes.
Or, because what I was getting at is,
oh, you mean,
is
like
it so infrequent that you just kind of forget all about it and you don't show up?
Well,
are they reminded?
They're reminded.
Okay.
They emails, phone calls. Okay. Cheryl's pretty diligent about bugging people.
So they would say, it would be like tonight, I'd say I'm going to be here and then I just don't show up.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
And then if they call afterwards or explain, then we basically would
alter. Is his qualifications, I mean, you want him on this committee provided he shows up.
Correct.
Because of his, who he is and his qualifications, correct?
Exactly. Because, you know, local environmental protection, you have to, it's chemicals, and he's the chemical.
Right.
Chemical guy.
Do we have anybody else on this committee with a similar background that can provide that insight?
We just appointed, and the county executive you all did confirm, Chief Carson Wilkinson, who is on the hazmat team. So
mm-hmm.
he has the qualifications. But he's even busier. But he's able to make the meetings. But he's even busier because he's the chief of Summers, a full-time fire department.
So he comes while he's on duty?
Correct.
Right. What time do you meet, generally?
2 p.m.
2 p.m., middle of the afternoon. Do you make, is it always the same day of the week and time, or because your committee only meets a couple times a year, do you find out when most people are available and make it happen then?
We try to find out who's mostly available, but we schedule these meetings months in advance. I mean, we already have our April meeting.
So things come up is what happens then for these people. Has this unexcused or missing the meetings been addressed by you, or I guess it would be you?
Well,
about we really need you to show up, you know, or
not really. And the reason why I'm saying that is that since I took over in 2017, March we didn't have enough of a quorum. June, he was excused, and then in October of 2017, that's when it was unexcused, and then March of this year, he sent an alternate. So
did that alternate have the
background? Well, yes.
And that's okay. I mean,
yeah, correct.
You don't normally hear about an alternate being sent, but in your for this committee, it's okay to send
an alternate.
Okay.
Yes. So I didn't really have all the.
What constitutes an excused absence? I mean, could I just I won't be there tonight? Is that excused?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Or I can't make it.
Yeah.
I got a call.
So I. From where I stand, I mean, I'm sure he's a great firefighter, a great man, but I think we need somebody who's going to attend more than 2 or 3 years. And so, for that reason, I won't be supporting his reappointment. There are a lot of people in this county, and I think the county executive, yourself, you know, us who serve on this committee, we all know somebody who might be qualified or in that field. And so for that reason, I won't be supporting him tonight.
So I have a problem too with the excuse, but I have faith in you that if you want him, can this problem be solved of not showing up causing these problems? Do you believe that if you just talk to him, that maybe he can make it happen, or send the alternate. I mean, if
yes.
You know, that type of thing. Can this be resolved where he's still on the committee and we don't have this problem?
I believe so, because his boss is on our committee. Chief Wilkinson is the chief
okay.
fire chief
okay.
in Summers, and he's a captain in Summers Fire. So, and that's how I knew he was in Florida, because I called the chief and
okay.
asked if Aaron's going to be available for tonight's meeting, and I think...
See, my only issue with the alternate is then appoint the alternate. The alternate's going to show up. Because then we just have a name.
Right.
We're looking for...
Can you address that?
Yeah, the other alternate would be a Pleasant Prairie assistant chief in training would be Aaron Longry. Which Aaron, he's great too. But he's super busy as well. So
are you saying we can get the captain, or the alternate is going to be the Pleasant Prairie man you just suggested?
Correct. Yeah, because there's only two, and like I said before, with Chief Wilkinson being the chief, he's like oversees it all, but there's only two specialists.
Okay, so just to clarify, so what I'm hearing is you would like this man to be on the committee. You believe the problem of the unexcused absences or absences in general can be addressed, and we can find a solution so we don't have to readdress this in 3 years?
In 3 years?
That's your belief?
I believe so. However, I just don't want to appoint someone and they can fall off. You know, they can't make the meetings, or we end up in a situation like this 3 years from now.
So if we voted no to him, would the alternate then be presented? Or what would be the next step?
We could ask that alternate.
As a procedural matter, may it be best then just to defer vote on this and put it over to next month, have him answer to this, or if we have the alternate, have the alternate come.
Does that work for you as far as your needs?
Yes. Okay. In fact, our next meeting is not until April. So.
Are you willing to make...
Then I would make a motion, Your Honor, at this
I'll
point
second.
To defer.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
You are to me.
I am not wearing no robe. Okay. The motion is second. Is there any discussion on that? Youth and governance, how do you... I was going to say, how do you plead? Just
see?
For that.
See? Where's
just
your,
for that.
Where's your gavel?
Just for that. How do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Committee?
Aye.
Unanimous from both. All right. Any other business? So we'll invite them here next meeting, or...
We're going to invite both of them.
We invite...
Yeah.
So we're still discussing, right? We can talk about something?
All right. I didn't move.
Okay. He wants to be on this committee.
Yes,
right?
He made
it. Okay, I mean, it's not
yes.
like he's just like doesn't care one way or the other. If I'm on it, I'm on it. If I'm not, I'm not. But he wants to be on the committee.
Yes, we asked
things
him.
Things come up. Okay, yeah. So I like this idea that we can hear from the person himself and see what's up.
Is there anyone else from other departments besides Summers and Pleasant Prairie that
has that?
Somebody from the city that has the hazmat group?
Well, they do, but they're not part of a hazmat group. They have the training and all that, but there's... Kenosha Fire does not have a hazmat team. They actually disbanded a number of years ago. They went to a county hazmat team, and they basically let Racine Hazmat take care of all the serious spills on the county one.
But it's only Summers and Pleasant Prairie...
It's
like the guys. Yeah, it's not Salem
mm-hmm. or... They have members who are part of the hazmat team, mm-hmm. firefighters, but like I said, these two are like the top two.
The training.
Training.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? Any other business allowed by law? Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye. See you upstairs.
Yes.
Will he just hold the original resolution until next month?
Unless it gets changed.
Okay.
Oh. somewhere as well.
He's the assistant chief. We're so helpful in moving around.
Every time I looked at you, you